Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Holy Thursday. It's March the 28th. And I thought it would be good today to look at the gospel that we will hear tonight at the Holy Thursday Mass. It's all about serving others. And Jesus gives that example that he came to serve and not to be served. And, you know, as we are called to imitate Jesus, which we are, it's a good reminder for us. And I felt that in listening to the gospel that you will hear if you go to Mass on Holy Thursday, you're going to get that reminder from Jesus himself that Jesus, Lord and Savior, God, right, the Son of God, he came and he washed the feet of his apostles as an example to them. So it's a powerful gospel. Why don't we read it and then we'll maybe chat a little bit about it. It comes from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and he began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Whoever has bathed, Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I haven't given you a model to follow, so that I, as I have done for you, you should also do." And this, you know, this is just a great example for us. And not just a reminder to serve others, but to be willing to sacrifice for others. Because this is what we're called to do. We are called to imitate Jesus. And that's really the whole purpose of Lent, which we have just been in for the past several weeks, to look at ourselves and look at those areas where maybe we're not doing a good job of imitating Jesus. And with the help of the Holy Spirit and our cooperation with the Spirit, to work on those areas and to become more Christ-like in our thoughts, our words, our actions. That's what we should have been doing for Lent. And today we get that reminder that doing the, you know, getting our thoughts in order and our words in order, they're important, but we can't forget our actions. Somehow that should flow into our actions so that not only do we think and speak like Jesus, but we behave like him. We treat others as Jesus treated them. And we see that example in him washing the feet. This was a very demeaning act that he performed. This is the type of act that a servant would do. And Jesus, who is divine, who is the Son of God, he was willing to do that. So I thought today would be a great time to really reflect on our lives. Am I willing to do what Jesus did in serving others and lowering myself to serve others? A lot of times I don't. But I think I need to work. I know I need to work on that. And maybe you do too. Just definitely something to think about. And I look forward to joining you again tomorrow for the commemoration of Good Friday.